Some beer.
Barbecue.
July 1st to open a work session on Senate Bill 465. I would accept a motion.
Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 465 replaces county with community mental health program and community mental health program director throughout statutes governing process to initiate commitment of persons with mental illness to align responsibility for payment of associated costs, accounts for possibility of public or private entity under contract with Oregon Health Authority to provide mental health programs, establishes a community mental health program is responsible for costs when state funds provided to community mental health program are exhausted. There's an emergency clause on this measure. It comes to you with no revenue, no fiscal impact, and 28 I votes from your Senate.
With that, I'd accept a motion.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 465 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Is there discussion? No. Is there objection? Seeing none, the motion passes. And I will close the work session on Senate Bill 465. With that, I will open a work session on Senate Bill 534. Erin, will you describe the measure?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Senate Bill 534 authorizes city and airport to enter into agreement pursuant to which city provides sewer and water service to airport without requiring annexation or consent to eventual annexation to city of territory where airport is located. This measure has an emergency clause. It comes to you with no revenue, no fiscal impact, and it comes to you from the Senate with 29 aye votes, Madam Chair.
With that, I think we've got Representative Huffman. Did you want to say something or no? No? Okay. I'd accept a motion. Yes.
I guess I'm in receipt of some concerns about this bill. And I've been told by some that they're accurate and by others they're not, and I don't have a clue.
Okay. So at this point, Representative Huffman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. John Huffman, State Representative, House District 59. Have you shared with the committee the email from Mike Morrissey?
I did not, although we can read it into the record right now.
Maybe you should, because I know he mentions annexation in that, and the letters that Representative Kenemer has talks about annexation. Maybe it would answer that. It just dawned on me.
I don't know. You know, this letter is from the city and of Wilsonville. It says it allows extension of city water sewer service outside the UGB without municipal annexation governance. And then a citizen writes that this measure is an insult to taxpayers of Wilsonville and so forth, and avoids any governance by the city and get city services without appropriate reimbursement. And if that's true, I'd like it on the record, and if it's not true, I'd like it on the record.
I am looking to get that email right now.
I could make one point.
Yes.
In testimony earlier, this was a may kind of a situation. No city would be forced to do anything. They would be contracting with the airport to do anything. So I never saw or heard anything, and I haven't read anything in the bill myself that would lead me to believe that a city would be stuck having to provide anything for an airport at no cost. Does that address one of the concerns of the letter?
It certainly addresses part of it, I guess, but
I did find the letter. This is from you, and you had requested the DLCD position on 534. Summarize, and this is from Michael Morrissey from DLCD. Summarizing testimony we delivered to House Committee on Rural Communities, Land Use, and Water dated May 11th, and this was sent on Tuesday, June 30th. The department is neutral on the bill as introduced and moved into the Senate. The department considers that the subject matter of this bill is annexation and not land use. We believe that an exception to statewide planning Goal 11, public facilities and services, is required to be taken by a local government before permit could be issued to extend sewer services to a rural airport or other use. And 534 does not change the requirement to take such an exception.
Madam Chair, I thought it might be important because the letter from, was it Wilsonville?
Yes.
Mentioned the annexation part, and I thought maybe the email from DLCD might address that concern.
So if you want to take a quick recess, we can certainly do that before we vote.
Let's do that.
I need a motion. Did I open a word?
You did.
Okay. I need a motion.
Madam Chair, I have one. Okay. I move Senate Bill 534 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Gilliam has moved Senate Bill 534 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I think where I am is I need to do a little bit more research. I'm going to offer a courtesy vote to get it out of committee, and then we'll see where I am later.
Yes. Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate that. Representative Wilson?
No.
Oh, okay.
I guess the other
It's like an auction. Never scratch your head at an auction.
Excuse me, one more thing. I guess it doesn't seem possible to get this answered immediately, so that's why.
Right.
And time seems to be of the essence.
Yeah, I think this may be our last Rules Committee meeting, so.
Mm. Oh, well, the second one.
Yes, Representative Rayfield.
I know this is very important to Representative Huffman. I am in the same position as Representative Kennemer. I'd like to look at this a little bit further before I actually cast a yes vote. So, but I may change it to a yes vote on the floor once I learn a little bit more about it.
So. Okay. So that's a courtesy no. I have a courtesy yes and a courtesy no. Yes, Representative Barnhart.
I join with Representative Rayfield.
Great. Excellent. Two courtesy no's. We'll call the roll. Yes. Could we please call the roll?
Representative
Zoe.
Representative Barnhart.
No.
Representative Kennemer.
Yes.
Representative McLean.
Yes.
Representative Nose.
No.
Representative Rayfield.
No.
Representative Wilson.
Aye.
Vice Chair Gilliam?
Aye.
Vice Chair Smith Warner?
No.
Chair Hoyle?
Aye. Motion passes. Carrier, Representative Huffman. With that, I will close the work session, and we will stand at ease for 3 minutes. Yeah, 3 minutes. Open a work session on Senate Bill 315. Vice Chair Smith Warner, I would accept a motion for the dash 23s.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I move to adopt the B23 amendments to Senate Bill 315.
Vice Chair Smith Warner has moved to adopt the B23s. To Senate Bill 315, Erin, will you describe the amendment?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. The B23 is to Senate Bill 315, removes provision that creates Class A misdemeanor if firearm used in commission of crime or possessed by a person prohibited from doing so as a result of transfer, provides civil immunity for transfer who receives notification that transferee is qualified to complete transfer of firearm, has recipient fill out and retains required form documenting transfer. This amendment, Madam Chair, has no revenue and a minimal fiscal impact before you, and it is before you now.
As opposed to later.
Later.
Okay. Is there discussion? I'm going to call recess for 1 second. We will recess until we will recess until.
Should I rescind my motion?
Yes, you could rescind your motion. That would be fantastic.
Madam Chair, I move to rescind my motion to adopt the B-23 amendments to Senate Bill 315.
Hear, hear.
Representative Smith, Vice Chair Smith Warner has offered to rescind her amendments to Senate Bill 315. So moved.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Now we're in recess until 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock?
Which is why. Oh, no, there's already a work session, right? We open the work session on Senate Bill 315, and I would take a motion.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the B-23 amendments to Senate Bill 315.
Vice Chair Smith Warner has moved to adopt the B-23 amendments to Senate Bill 315. Is there discussion? Yes, Representative Rayfield.
I would just like to note that I did notice that Representative Gilliam did not make the motion today, and I'm a little bit soured by that.
Well, Representative, that we go back and forth because we're bipartisan in this committee, and I hope that you're not jealous that you weren't able to make that motion.
I am jealous on a daily basis, Madam Chair.
That is. Thank you. Not germane to the discussion at hand, but thank you very much. With that, any other discussion? On the amendment.
What amendment? 315.
On the dash 23s.
We went over it in some detail, but I'm not certain I understand the point of it and what it actually does. And I could use another explanation. We went by it pretty fast.
Erin, will you describe the measure in the amendment?
Madam Chair, members
of
the committee.
Representative Clem, would you like to come up? And I mean, we can just read through this and then vote and then get back up to the floor as well. Your choice. Okay, Erin.
Removes a provision that creates Class A misdemeanor if firearm is used in commission of a crime or possessed by person prohibited from doing so as a result of the transfer. Provides civil immunity for transferor who receives notification that transferee is qualified to complete and have the firearm, has the recipient fill out and retains required form documenting the transfer.
Okay, with that, any other discussion? No. Could you please call the roll?
Representative Barnhart.
Aye.
Representative Kenemer.
Aye.
Representative McLean.
No.
Representative Knows.
Aye.
Representative Rayfield.
Yes.
Representative Wilson.
No.
Vice Chair Gilliam.
No.
Vice Chair Smith Warner.
Aye.
Chair Hoyle.
Number changes.
Aye.
To no.
And Representative Kenemer would like to change his vote from yes to no.
Okay. Thank you.
With that, the motion passes.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 315 to the floor with a do pass as amended recommendation.
Vice Chair Smith Warner has moved Senate Bill 315 to the floor with a do pass as amended recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there objection?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We're going to call the roll.
Representative Barnhart.
Aye.
Representative Kenemer.
No.
Representative McLean.
No.
Representative Knows.
Aye.
Representative Rayfield.
Yes.
Representative Wilson.
No.
Vice Chair Gilliam.
No.
Vice Chair Smith Warner.
Aye.
Chair Hoyle.
Aye. Motion passes. Representative Clem, will you be the carrier? Great. Close the work session. Adjourn the meeting. See you on the floor.
Oh, I'm going to do
signy
die, too.
I keep asking, and they keep telling me
not
no. I keep asking, and they keep telling me
not
no.
To.